Moncrief on News Talk.
It's Father's Day this weekend, and someone has written about this quite a bit, both from the point of view of a father and a child, is the author Seamus O'Reilly. Afternoon, Seamus.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So I imagine when you were a kid and you had your 10 siblings, and what would happen to your dad? Was it like 11 of you kind of jumped on the bed sort of thing?
It was pretty much exactly that. Yeah, we kind of went all out as much as we could, all of our different ages. And we were very fond of pouncing on them at around about probably 9 or 10. It had to be before Mass, of course, because it'd always be Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he didn't get much of a lie-in, but nor did he get a particularly great smorgasbord of presents, because in possibly one of the most inefficient transfers of wealth ever, he would have to give us the money that we would then turn into things that we thought a middle-aged man might like. So he would get like, you know, socks, paperweights, pen holders, basically things that were in like the miscellaneous bits and bobs sections of shops that we wouldn't go into otherwise.
Yeah.
A lot of homemade cards. And unfortunately for my father, we were quite fond of making him a fry. So this was not something we were either equipped or materially useful at doing. So he would have a, you know, freezing cold beans, burnt toast, sort of gelatinous bacon that you probably wouldn't really want to eat except in laboratory conditions. All this while thrusting homemade cards into his face, demanding all the attention that it required. So I'd say it was an absolute workout for him to marshal all that attention. But I think he probably enjoyed it as well, because we treated him very nicely for about 25 minutes, and then it was a completely standard Sunday.
Of course, then he had to go down and scrape the gelatinous bacon off the plate, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's very nourishing as well. You could keep that going for a few days.
Yeah, you probably could actually, yes, and something else would grow there if you left it there. But from your own child then, and you did write a column there last year about how your child was going, why is there a Father's Day? And he seemed more able to accept that there's a Mother's Day, but Father's Day slightly baffled him.
Yeah, that was an odd one, because he has been through five of them. Okay, I'll give him the first two or three free, because, you know, the old record button on the brain isn't really functioning. But like, he'd had two or three fully sentient Father's Days by this point, and he literally turned to me and said, why is there a Father's Day? But he said it to me in this way, like I'd made it up. Like I was on Dragon's Den pitching a feast day just for myself. So I got very self-conscious. And I said, you don't act this way when it's Mother's Day. And he says, oh, when is Mother's Day? Look, as if he was looking forward to Mother's Day, because obviously, you know, she is the bright shining star in his sky. And I'm just, I don't know, her friend from work. So I wrote a piece about that. And, you know, it was self-deprecating, as a lot of parenting columns tend to be, because there's nothing that humbles you more than being a mum or a dad. And then the reaction was very unexpected. I think I can put it that way.
Mainly because the
headline had said, because I'd made a comment about, you know, why would you ever, you know, value me as the lesser parent? That, of course, being me speaking self-deprecatingly about what my son had basically implied. And people, sort of men's rights activists and fairly hardened misogynists, jumped on this as if it was an anti-dad propaganda, written by a woman, by the way. They didn't understand that Seamus was an Irish man's name. And so you can see that gave them a bit of rocket fuel, that I was this evil woman who was saying that dads weren't useful. I mean, so it was very odd. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was tens of thousands of comments or whatever. Yeah, but I mean, I've been trolled before. I mean, I'm a creature of the internet, and I have been since I was about 12 or 13 years old. So I wasn't that upset, really. It was very, very funny and strange, but it wasn't it wasn't coherent, you know. But it also kind of just, it was a great sort of lifting of the sort of paving slab of social media, and seeing all the grisly sort of bugs and creepy crawlies that kind of come out at the first sign of something that goes against their worldview.
My word.
As you, Yeah, but I mean, but as you implied, it was particularly funny for me and for anyone who knows me or, you know, has read anything I've ever written, where I have really spoken about being a dad more than anyone else, and also much more than I have any right to. I mean, when I started writing a weekly parenting column, which I've done now for 7 years, I didn't realize that anyone was going to read it, and I didn't know really why I'd gotten the job. I mean, I was, I suppose, the first person who'd ever had a child, and they decided, well,
I believe that's true, that. Yes.
Yeah, certainly the most important one. And then I wrote a book, which was basically a love letter to fathers and dadding. So I have covered this and I've seen every single corner of it. And most especially, you know, my relationship with my dad has really been batted around. I've milked it, is the only way I can put it, Sean. I've happily milked it all these years.
Yes, indeed. Do you have an idea at this stage of the game now? I know, you know, he's seven now or something, I think, or son. Do you have an idea? Do you have a template for how you want to be treated on Father's Day?
I have thought about this. Now, when I was first contacted to do this show, the thing I should probably admit is that I had not realized that it was Father's Day this weekend, which perhaps speaks to the fact that we are a put upon race. And maybe all those guys who were screaming at me last year had a point. But usually, I mean, a lion is for me completely mandatory. I think that's the absolute least that you can expect. I have seen other things where people say, you know, you should take them on a treasure hunt through their house, and oh, you should get them, you know, a nice photo gallery album or whatever. All those things that are very nice, and I've seen people do them really nicely. For me personally, I think just giving me the sense that I am appreciated, very good, but also just letting me laze about a bit, because I think there's absolutely nothing that I prefer. I think the worst thing that could happen to me on a birthday or some sort of anniversary is that someone says, good news, get your shoes on, we're going somewhere for 2 hours. That's not for me. I'm sure it is for others, and I'm sure there's people listening who are super, just love the idea of a big surprise, whereas I'd be like, oh, well, what's this going to be? Why am I having to leave?
So I think just to quote Homer Simpson, do I have to do anything?
Genuinely, Sean, it's really, really bad, but that is literally how I feel about things. So I suppose the meta analysis, the meta advice I would give is, think about what it is that father in your life or your partner or whoever it happens to be, think what they would themselves choose to do if they had the full right and ability to do it. And if that's on Father's Day or their birthday, or if it's on, you know, whatever other sort of celebration, that's, you can't go wrong with that, rather than reaching into some sort of special adventure that maybe you've read about online. That way, madness lies, if you
Indeed.
Ask me.
Yeah. Seamus, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Seamus O'Reilly there, as you hear, author of a parenting column in The Guardian, and of course, the book, Did You Hear Mammy Died?
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.